Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Monday Waffle, episode 7. What a weekend of football, boys.
Yeah, Jimmy, we left off last week. Well, I didn't leave off. I wasn't actually on the panel last week. But you guys ended finishing talking about the Anzac Day clash that we didn't get to have a chance to chat about. South Fremantle, East Fremantle. Broke a record. The largest crowd so far this season. Over 3,000 turned out. So I'd say that was a resounding success.
Very impressive.
But the result was as expected. South Fremantle got over East Fremantle, 13-22-100 to East Fremantle's 9-5-59.
And Luke Shipway, you've got some breaking news out of the Swan Districts camp.
Yeah, the Swan Districts had a good win over Claremont on the weekend, but unfortunately the only downside was that former AFL player from the Fremantle Dockers, Ryan Crowley, has suffered a knee injury, and it's being reported that it's a possible ACL, which is very bad news for Swans and Ryan.
Terrible news if that comes out to be true. Hey, stick around with us on the Monday Waffle. We're talking to the captain and now life member, Jay Van Berlo. Hang around.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Massive weekend of waffle footy, albeit just the three games. Luke Shipway, what happened between the Swan Districts and Claremont?
As I mentioned before, Swans were able to defeat Claremont. The score was 15-9-99 to 13-4-82. And, you know, this was looking ahead to this weekend. It was going to be a good matchup with Claremont, obviously getting off to an early start, and then losing the last couple of their matches to South Fremantle and Subiaco, and Swans, who also had gotten off to a good start, but lost their first match the weekend before to West Perth. So, looking like a good matchup, and it was close throughout the whole game. I mean, the home team, Swan Districts, were able to manage to lead by 8 points by quarter time. Claremont was able to turn that around in the second quarter with 3-1 that saw the Tigers take a 5-point lead into halftime. Again, the advantage with the breeze in the third term, Swans regained the lead on the back of 6-2, which turned out to a match-winning lead by 23 points. And Claremont outscored Swans in the last quarter, but unable to get across the line. Ricky Carey continued his impressive performance as a forward for Swans. He kicked 5. Matthew Rogers, who missed out against West Perth, he was omitted. He came in and had 23 touches. I mean, a lot of the Swan Districts players are playing really well at the moment.
And Claremont fans must be thrilled to have Jared Hardesty back after that ankle injury.
Yeah, and I think he had a decent game as well. I'm not sure what his possession number was, but he played decently. And Jack Bradshaw, who had started off the year in the reserves, he's come back nicely, and he kicked another 4 on the weekend.
Yeah, well, Lukey, I was at the alignment battle between Peel Thunder and East Perth, and boys, this was a really scrappy game until the fourth quarter, where young West Coast Eagle-affiliated player Tommy Lamb just broke it open with 4 in the final quarter to finish with 4 himself. And the final score was East Perth 11-10-76, Peel 5-13-43. And of those 5, boys, Leroy Jetta, 4. So some issues up the front for Peel, Jared.
There's just no, they have no avenues to goal, it seems, other than Leroy.
And well, Matty Tabernard was the one who contributed with that 5th, and but the biggest news out of that game for mine was Fremantle have really found a player in young Sammy Collins. He knows how to read the footy. I don't know where he fits in the Dockers lineup, but he's going to be a project player, I see, for Fremantle in the future.
I mean, when he played games last year for the Dockers, he really impressed, like, as one of their key defenders, is able to lock down a tall forward. So, yeah, good signs for Fremantle. More so Fremantle than Peel, but yeah.
And down back for East Perth, Will Schofield and Eric McKenzie continue that duo being such a good pair of defenders.
And one of them all Australian.
I can't
believe all Australian.
I don't know where the boys are going to fit in back into that West Coast Eagles lineup. They've got Barris, they've got McGovern.
McGovern's really emerged now. He's not going anywhere.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get back in. And it's the same with Zach Dawson for Peel. I don't see him playing for Fremantle.
No, I don't see Zach Dawson playing.
I think we've seen the end of Zach Dawson in an AFL jumper.
And Jared, you have the match report from West Perth and Perth.
I do. And West Perth have managed to get over Perth despite kicking 19 behinds. 15-19, 109 to Perth's 14-6-90. So Perth were much more accurate, but just not enough shots on goal. Rudy Ridock.
I think you've got it right, Jared. Mm-hmm. I've been told it's Riddick, but I'm going to now go with Ridock because massive fan of the Monday Waffle. Leanne Kenny said on Facebook, "Can you please tell the radio announcers Rudy's last name is Ridock? Sounds like Doc, not Riddick. Thank you, his mum, Leanne." So she's a massive fan of the Monday Waffle.
I was nervous to say that name, and I had to make sure I had the right pronunciation.
You've nailed it.
So we'll go with Rudy just to be safe. He kicked six, just six straight. The man, he just couldn't miss. And he pulled the team over the line, I'd say, with him. On the other side, though, Brennan Stack, seven goals. It was a massive haul. But I have to quickly say, Rudy had two shots from outside 50. One of them went 20 metres past the goal.
Wow.
On the other side. That is a bomb. He has a leg, that boy.
They would be thrilled with what they've got out of Rudy Ridock so far. And as a supporter, I look forward to seeing him more in action in 2017.
Absolutely. Aaron Black and Clinton Jones were head-to-head in the midfield. Only met occasionally at the centre bounces, but both 34 for Clinton and 32 for Black themselves. So they both had plenty of the ball. They were just distributing. One of the key differences, though, that I noticed was Christian Ayres for Perth in the ruck. 43 hit-outs just dominated West Perth's, 12 to Mark Hamilton.
Yeah, well, he's doing a bit of the ruck work, as is their recruit, Scott Simpson. So Bill Monahan's opted for a bit of a different approach, and I think they'd be thrilled with what they're getting out of that duo. Hamilton missed the week before. He was on duty with his Royal Army duties, had to play a game in Adelaide, so that's why he missed the week before.
Yeah, and also just to mention there, Shane Nelson, 41 touches. And in Jay Vambolo, who's the captain of the West Perth Footy Club, his 150th match, and we were able to talk to him earlier today.
Joining us now on the Monday Waffle is West Perth's captain and now life member, Jay Vambolo. Welcome aboard, Jay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it must have been a terrific feeling on the weekend to win your 150th game as the captain of the club.
Yeah, absolutely. The boys were fairly solid throughout the day. It probably wasn't the prettiest game for us or for Perth for that matter, but the end of the day, we ground out a win, and that's all I wanted at the start of the day. And to come away with 4 points is what we were after. So, yeah, it was a good win.
Did you approach the game in any different way, Jay? Did you have a different ritual before the game or do anything special?
Not particularly. It was a bit of a unique week for me, regardless, just because I had to fly up to Singapore for work throughout the week, and I only got back just before midnight on Friday night. And so I guess in terms of the build-up for a milestone game, I didn't have too much going on from that regard. Didn't have to deal with any interviews or anything, but certainly probably wasn't the ideal prep for me to be flying so close to a big game. But lucky enough, I felt pretty good going into the game, and the boys did enough to get the job done.
You were talking about the boys doing enough. Shane Nelson, 41 touches. I mean, he just continues to show how impressive he is in the Waffle.
Yeah, absolutely. Nelly's a absolute ball magnet. A lot of criticism of him is his impact with his disposals, but I think we certainly noticed last year when we missed him for the first seven or eight games, he's so often the first possession out of a clearance to feed it to the outside players like Blackie and Trent Manzoni. So he certainly gets the ball rolling for us, and it's been really good to see the last couple of weeks. He's managed to hit the scoreboard a couple of times, which isn't what he usually does, but he's certainly been working on that part of his game. And so Nelly's one of the best ball winners I've ever seen and ever played with, and his hands are elite, and he's certainly working hard on impacting the scoreboard a little bit more this year.
Jay, talk us through the emotions going through your body when you were getting chaired off the ground by your younger brother Mitch and your good mate Andrew Strike.
Yeah, I was very, very proud, very very lucky to be playing with my younger brother Mitch on the weekend. He'd sort of been in and out of the side, and for him to come in was was certainly special for me and meant a whole lot more playing the game. And then also Strikey, who I've played all my footy with pretty much at West Perth. Every game we've seemed to run out there together, and it was great to share that moment with both of them, and certainly a privilege to be carried off by both of them.
Yeah, fantastic win. We're talking to Jay Van Berle, the captain and now life member of the West Perth Footy Club. Jay, if you don't mind, we're going to go through a quick 60 with you and get to know you a little bit better if you've got the time.
Go for it.
All right, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
Go surfing.
What songs have you completely memorised, if any?
I don't think I've memorised any song. I like to change the word when I get it wrong anyway.
Who's the coach's pet down at the footy club?
Cody Manning.
What's the farthest you've ever been from home?
I'd say Canada.
The most likely player to take a selfie in the gym at West Perth Footy Club?
Trent Manzoni.
What movie title best describes your life?
What movie title?
Yeah.
I can't even think of any movies off the top of my head, to be honest.
That's all right.
No, I've got nothing.
Worst goal celebration you've ever seen?
Nope, that's 60 seconds, Jay. Thanks so much for being a good sport about this and chatting to us today, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Listen up, punters. Yeah. It's time for Tips with Tash. Everybody in the club be tips. Everybody
in the club be tips. You just heard it then. We have a new segment to the Monday Waffle. Poppy's Picks has been given the boot. Poppy's second last in tipping, so we've had to bring in a new tipster.
Tips with Tash. Woo! Yeah, thanks, Luke. Well, considering I'm tied on second place with yourself, I think it's pretty good that I get a little tipping segment. Maybe a few of the other tipsters can learn a few things. Anyway, to get it all rolling, the ladder looks like Jimmy and Mel are tied for top of the ladder with 21.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
But, you know, we're coming after you, Jimmy, because Luke and I are tied for second with 20. We've then got Jared sitting all by himself on 17 points. We've got the girls, Danny and Hannah, are on 16 each. Sean and Poppy are on 14 each. And Mia is sitting at the bottom with only 13 points.
May I just defend Mia? She doesn't even put in her tips, so we give her the away teams every week. So that's not helping her cause. Let's hopefully she can get on board.
Well, we're only a third of the way through the season after this week, guys. So who knows? Mia could make a great comeback. Hey, Tash, who are you picking this week?
So this week I'm picking Claremont in what should be a pretty good game against Peel. I'm also picking West Perth. They should get over East Fremantle. South Frio will be my next tip. And Subi versus Swans, I was a little bit torn on this one because it seems like it's going to be a pretty good game. I've been picking the Swans the last few weeks, but I think this week I'm going to have to go with Subi.
And since I'm tied with Tash, I'm going to go with a bit of a strategic pick. I'm going to go everything the same. I'm going to pick Claremont, I'm going to pick West Perth, I'm going to pick South Fremantle, but I'm going to switch it up for the last one to go Swan Districts. That's the way that, you know, come down to that last game and I could break away from her, or I could drop back.
Of course you would, Luke.
Interesting strategy there from the big Australian-American Luke Shipwaite. Guys, I'm going to go Claremont to beat Peel at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. Going to go West Perth over East Fremantle. My boys, big shout-out. I know that's the league game, but big shout-out from everyone from the Monday Waffle. Welcome back to Mitchell Antonio from his suspension. He'll play this week. I'm going to pick South Fremantle over Perth. I think on their day, South Fremantle are probably the best team in this competition. And I'm also going to pick Subiaco at Steel Blue Oval to beat Swan Districts. I think Ryan Crowley is a big loss to that team.
There you go, Luke. Watch out for that last game.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
All right, boys, time to have a look at the ladder. So going through the top five, South Fremantle, Subiaco, Swans, all with 5 wins each. West Perth on 4, and then Claremont rounding out the top 5 on 3. East Fremantle's keeping the bottom of the table warm, though, with 0 wins, the only team yet to register a win. And South Fremantle is 40% higher than second-placed Subi with 176%.
Gee whiz, that, of course, is attributed to that smashing they gave West Perth a few weeks back. And haven't they bounced back to build their way up to fourth place? Hey, quick look at the fixture for round 8. Claremont taking on Peel Thunder at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. And that reason, the reason that game is there, Claremont's ground is still under a little bit of construction due for reopening in June or July. You can catch that game if you can't make it on Footy Radio.
And then all the games for round 8 are Saturday at 2:15. Next one, East Fremantle versus West Perth at East Fremantle Oval. Followed by you have Perth versus South Fremantle at Lathlane Park. And then Swan Districts versus Subiaco, 2:15 at Steel Blue Oval.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a glitch on the Waffle app if you have seen it this week. It does say that Claremont Peel Thunder and the Claremont Peel Thunder game and the East Fremantle East Perth West Perth game are at East Fremantle Oval, but just repeating, Claremont and Peel Thunder do play at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. Well, that's all we have time for on the Monday Waffle Episode 7. Thanks for your company, wherever you may be listening from. I'm your co-host, Jimmy Williams.
I'm Jared Gardner.
And I'm Luke Shipway, and thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.